It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Friday, all brought to you by Visit Cleaver. And we visit earlier this week a milestone for what could pretty decent case could be made for maybe the biggest country music song ever, or at least of the modern era. Yeah, it turned 35 years old this week to the year
1990
and to the song.
Yeah. And the beer.
35 years ago, guys, this song took over. His Garthness. And by 1991, this song had won pretty much everything. Single of the year, CMAs, ACMs, Grammy. Number one for Garth in October of 1990. And famously written with a famous story attached that many know, by writers Dwayne Blackwell and Earl Bud Lee. The two of them were eating at a Nashville restaurant, and one of them says, "I forgot my wallet. How are we going to cover this tab?" He said, "Don't worry about it. I know the cook. I got friends in low places." They wrote that on a napkin. They went back to work, and then they wrote the song. Which, by the way, Earl Bud Lee is the one that said those lines. And he actually, before the song came out, found himself with about a $1,500 bar tab. No way to cover it.
Oh, my.
So he went around the bar offering his publishing rights to this song to anybody that could help. Three publishers provided $400 each, got him to the point. By that estimate, the decision cost him about $20 million over the course of this song. But
good,
he still got
night.
About $2 million because of airplay.
And a good buzz.
Also making decisions, George Strait passed on the song in the late 80s. This song, George Strait sniffed at it and he thought, I'll let somebody else do it. The first one that was there to do it was Mark Chestnut. And he put it out on the same album that had Bubba Shot the Jukebox. Yeah, but then just as soon as he was about to release it to radio, Garth's mom leaked it. Yes. Garth Brooks' mother, Colleen, leaked the song to a radio station there in Oklahoma in Stillwater months before it was set to go to radio. Mark Chestnut would have had the jump on it if not for Colleen Brooks.
Oh, dear.
So they then had to rush the album, and the rest is history. By the way, the oasis that he sings about going to in the song, that's actually a real place in Concordia, Kansas. It's closed because nobody would pay their tabs.
Dang it.
Blame it all on my words. I showed up in birds and ruined your black tie.